Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. This is Shirley, your Hypno Fairy Godmother. And as you might be able to tell, we're going a little video and not so much, or we're going a lot audio, not so much video, however that works. I seem to be having technical difficulties, so just kick back and relax and unwind and listen to my voice and we'll just do what we're going to do, because that is what we're going to do. My name is Shirley and I am a clinical hypnotist, coach, advocate here in Southern California. And a glittering rainbow girl going way, way back. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA community, the BDSM community, kink community, anybody doesn't really feel like they get along or they fit into any traditional sense of therapy. So I am here to bring a smile to your face, maybe a giggle to your heart, you know, however it works for you. Now, you to the show. Thank you for dropping in on me. I absolutely love that. And if you'd like to become a Patreon of the show, you can always join my Patreon. Yes, I love the way that works. So I do have a Patreon page. What we do is I have all we have stickers, we have shout outs, we have pretty much anything that we can do. You get a little sneak peeks behind, you never know who I'm going to have as a guest star on the show. Well, a guest star on the show. Anyway, so right now what we're going to do is we are going to start the way we start every show. And that would be you getting in a nice, safe place. That's right. Nice, safe place, which means no running around. No, any of that. You know, if you need to take care of something, if you need to handle something, then just handle what you need to handle. All of my shows are reshown on the my YouTube page, my Facebook page, any place that you can find a page, you know, any time that you can find something here with you. So what we need to do is take that nice deep breath and exhale with a smile. Next thing you want to do is phase two. Phase two is wonderful. It's like my favorite part of the whole, all of these phases. Is the first thing I want you to do is wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle your toes. In your shoes, out of your shoes. However, you know how I feel about this. It's a little warmer today, so I'm going out of my shoes. That is fabulous. Thing I want you to do, wiggle your butt. Come on, wiggle your butt. Wiggle those buns. Scrunch them together. Go for it. You know, you do this without making yourself smile, which is why I always do the scrunch your buns together, because if you can't scrunch your buns together and make yourself smile, then I don't know what to tell you, because that's kind of sad. So scrunch them together a little bit more if you need to. Come on. I can feel you. Now I want you to take that one last deep breath. And as you exhale, say to yourself, I got this. It's going to be okay. Everything is fine. Just a current affirmation that keeps you going during the day. And, you know, roll your ankles just a bit. Just roll them, you know. Roll your core. You've rolled your shoulders. You've rolled your legs and your arms. If you get a chance, shoulders again, neck. And if you think about it, in less than 2 minutes, you have now wiggled everything from your toes to your nose. How cool is that? Because we all know how that goes. There is nothing better than doing that. So, you know, think about that. Think about all that you tiny amount of time. We've taken all of these things. All of these things that you wish that you, people tell me all the time, I don't have time. Well, I just showed you, you do have time. I have told you that you have time to just go for it from your toes to your nose, or nose to your toes, or toes and nose. All those things that you keep telling me you don't have time for, I just showed you, you did. So there. Yes, I have now turned into a 4-year-old, so we are going, so there. And I encourage you to take these breaks. You know, we're allowed to leave our homes. We're allowed to take little breaks with some precautions. You know, we're still taking some precautions because that's what we do. But you can take that, you know, small little walk and get some fresh air and take this time. Just take this time. Share, you know, take tech of your mental state. Isn't that great that we need to take a tech of our mental state? You know, walk down your shoulders, walk down, become, we've talked a couple times where what happens is we have a tendency of not taking care of ourselves. And when we take a, you know, that whole thing of not taking care of ourselves, when you do that a little bit, then you tend to do that a lot. What are you supposed to do then? I don't know either. But what I'm telling you is okay. It's okay. It's okay to take care of yourself. Because like they say on the airplane, if you don't care of yourself first and you don't put on your life preserver first, then you can't help anybody else. Isn't that amazing? Something that you learned from, you know, every show, every TV ever had a plane landing. Remember, put on your mask on first. I totally believe that. And I believe that you have to start with you. And when that oxygen lands and it comes down and you hit that moment of panic, you can't panic. You can't panic. And my job is to help you not panic. My job is to answer your questions and answer your comments and tell me your stories. And, you know, people send me fun little emails all the time about things that they've done, where they realized that how important it is for them to listen, for them to listen to their body, for them to listen to what they're doing, listen to what their body, you know, when I talk about listening to your body, I'm talking about laying down in a nice, even chair. And, you know, start from the top of your head and putting a nice, wonderful glowing orb over the top of their body and just take a mental health check. Pick that color, whatever that color might be. Pick a color, make it 30 times brighter. And just walk it down your body. Think of that. Walk it down your body. I would love calling it, you know, a walk through me. Because a walk through me. Me help me take better help of me. Sometimes I have to sit there and think about it and go, hey. I can feel my body, you know, I can feel it. I can feel it take care of me. I can feel it take care of all the bad spots in me. Isn't that great? Isn't that great where you can take that little orb? You know, when you're taking care of take that little orb. And as you went down, and you can feel it. Up things, you know, feel it scoop up your body, feel it scooping up all those little things that you don't need anymore. All those things. Isn't that just amazing? All the things you need, all the problems that you don't need anymore. All the sketchy things you don't need anymore. All the scratchy things you don't need anymore. How amazing. I can't imagine getting rid of all those things that you can't, that you just don't need. Do you need the headaches anymore? Do you need the knee aches anymore? Do you need the hips aches anymore? What is it that you need that they're just not there? What are those things that you just don't need anymore? I'm lucky. I'm so lucky that one of the first things that I learned how to do was self-hypnosis. And that's why one of the things that I like to teach on clients is self-hypnosis. Because you need to know how to get rid of the yuck. That's right. That is an official term here at the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show, is we are going to get rid of the yuck. Because I want you to know that when you put a gigantic blue orb above your head, and then I want you to make it 10 times brighter, and then times brighter, and then 10 times brighter. How amazing is that? And you roll, and it feels like... It feels like little dump trucks where they're just going down and sweeping them up and sweeping them up. All the little things that you don't need anymore. Sweep up like little bulldozers. I mean, come on. And they're just down there with their... You know, they're little dump trucks and picking up all the stuff that you just don't need. Now, it can be an ache or a pain. Man, we all have little aches and pains we don't need. But I gotta tell you, sometimes it can be something like an old feeling. Think about that. It can be an old feeling. Talking to somebody the other day, trying to get rid of old feelings. I love that feeling. Come on. Nobody wants to hang on to this. Nobody wants to hang on to anything, to be really honest. Because I don't know how to get a hold of, you know. I don't know how to let that go. But I know you do. You know how I know you do? Because you've been listening to me long enough to know that... You by now have learned that you know how to get rid of stuff. That you've been letting me, and you've been learning from me, and you've been wandering, and all those things. You know, you're reimagining and you're focusing on that anxiety, and sometimes you overfocus on the anxiety. How can you, you can't, Lord knows you cannot underfocus. So when you underfocus, then you're like, okay, I got this together. I know what I'm going to do. I know what color I'm going to be. I know what color to play. I am going to nourish my soul today because it is time to get it together with my own self. And it's time to get myself together in my own meaningful way. And it's what you've been wanting to do. And it's what you're going to be trying to do. So I want you to throw in some meaningful meditation, and I didn't say to do it, I said to press, because if all we're doing is trying to figure it out, then what are we doing? Well, practice for a reason, and like I always like to tell you, that if you all you've done is practice, or you tell yourself you don't have time to practice, then what happens is you're practicing, yay, but you're not actually learning. And if you tell yourself, all I've got to do, I don't have time to practice. I don't have time to practice. Well, you know what? If you don't have time to practice, then I got to tell you, if you don't have to practice for 5 minutes, then you should be practicing for about 25 minutes. Crazy, huh? Maybe 60 minutes. One of my people today, I discovered this week, has actually been working on journaling without me knowing it. Now, I don't stand credit for that and go, ta-da, look, I made somebody journal. I didn't make anybody journal. I didn't. But what I did do was I made them think about it enough and think about it enough that they finally went, all right, fine, I'll try it. Wow. When you can get somebody to do that you've been trying to get somebody to do, then, you know, how much better do you get? I love the fact that, you know, when they try to sneak in something and go, all right, fine. This is what I've been doing. And they know who they are, and I know who they are, and nobody else will know who they are. But what's important is that particular person came to me and said, look at me, I know what I want to do. Another client who said, you know what, I'm pretty sure what we're doing isn't working. I'm pretty sure we're never going to do this again. I respect that because sometimes you just don't click. Click or connect. Okay, I'm good with that. Except they just made another appointment. But I respect when people tell me straight out. I respect when they go, maybe you're not my favorite person. I can respect when somebody goes, we aren't clean. Okay. But this is something that's for you. This is something for your personal growth, for your personal well-being. And at times, having peace of mind is worth millions and millions. Crazy. Part of Weeble Kung Fu and part of other ways of the way that I do things, I do them to make you feel stronger. You know, a couple more things to add in your toolbox. And then that you can take that toolbox and you can go, this person may not be right for me, but this person may be absolutely personable and perfect for you. I do that all the time. Absolutely do that all the time. The worst thing that can happen is that you spend a couple weeks telling yourself positive and encouraging things every day, and then you find out that nope, that person's the right person. But at least I've had a really couple weeks of telling myself wonderful things, happy things. It's really not that bad. It's really, really not that bad. Think about that. What are some things that you've been doing to keep your mental health in check? How are things changing for you? We've already decided that you're allowed to go outside now. Now, like I said, you have to keep it careful. You got to keep it going. But sometimes you just have to keep it going. You know, sometimes you just got to keep it going and feeling and, you know, knowing that you're in control of your own destiny. And there's this old, really old acronym that's the false equivalent appearing real. And that's your fear. That is your fear. We don't feel fear here. No, we do not. You know, you got to get yourself in that positive attitude before you start any project. Even if it's starting a project, an art project, if it's starting a drawing project, if it's starting a craft project, whatever it is. You don't have to become the top inspiration you've ever met. You know, just those three little steps to bring you and inspire you. You know me, I think everybody should have a big old smile on the bottom of their, you know, their masks. And if we were to wear them, you know, it's funny. I see people now putting smiles on their masks. It's almost like they were listening to me. Nah. Anyway, I love that because I'm waiting for people to do what I need for them to do. Wear the smile. Make the mask. Do everything that you're going to do. And then all over the top. Even with a smile underneath your mask, you can do all that. Even with a smile on your face, underneath your mask, you can totally tell who's smiling and who's not. Even though you know, I started putting smiles at the beginning. And people like, really? Chick's gonna smile at me, huh? It's like, yep. I am going to smile at you. You know what, smile at you? Because I'm thinking you've probably had last day as I have. Just about as big as, you know what kind of a day you've had. Lord knows I know what kind of a day I've had. And good, bad, or indifferent, it's who I am. It's who I am. It's what I am. Like I've been talking about, you know, it's all about well-being, personal growth, having a peace of mind that's worth everything in the world. It's about how you're feeling. It's about how you're growing. It's about being in control of you. This time of year is kind of interesting to me because people don't know how to act. As in, there's no holiday around. And so when you don't know how to act towards people, all you have is that wonder. It's all about that sense of wonder. Sense of wonder, then you have to ask yourself, what can I do for other people? What can I do? Well, for me, it's random acts of kindness. It's just total act of randomness. Actually, just moved in. I'm kind of an interesting area. And I just, one of our neighbors passed. A very good friend of ours. And then it was a matter of, now what do I do? Because I really don't know whether this other new neighbor moves in. Just don't care. But my heart told me that it's important for me to be that person that it's just to be that person, to not be the person that walks around being all grumpy and be all grumpy. And it kind of, it took a minute. And I know of our neighbors. I noticed some neighbors taking some stuff out of this person's house. And instead of me wanting to do a random activeness, it made me want to go over and be everything less than be a random, than do a random act kindness. It made me angry. It made me unfulfilled. But I couldn't. It just made me couldn't. So a little part of me, my random act of kindness, was all about maybe going over there and saying hi. Maybe acting just and saying, I need the person that lived here. Enjoy the neighborhood. If you need anything, that's what we need to do. And when I came back to the house, my spouse looked over at me and just went, What was that all about? And all I could think of to say was, I needed to say hi. Not because I wanted to, but more or less because I needed to. You know, I didn't know. I know nothing about this person. But, you know, I did this in my random act of kindness because it needed to be done. You know, neighbor that goes over and grabs the house. I didn't want to be that person that runs over and goes, you know, is there anything out of the house that you want? Because to me, that's not the person that the wonderful person that lived in the house would have done. She wasn't like that. So sometimes your random act of kindness is walking across the street. And when I say walking across the street, I am literally talking about the size of a driveway. The size of a driveway. Like I said, I do a crossing area. But and when somebody moves in, when somebody walks in, when somebody passes by your house, you know, we had lived across the street as much as anybody had. If she ever had any questions, you know, she would be willing. If she wanted to, she could talk to us. And and she was grateful. She was really, really grateful. You know, and just something that, you know, this time of year when you don't know what to do, you know, you can always buy somebody a cup of coffee in the car behind you. And you can always help with somebody's trees or watch somebody's kids or something like that. And don't forget to ask for help yourself. I know, I almost forgot that one. Because it's important to ask for answers or ask for help that, you know, always make sure that you do ask for help yourself. I don't know why I didn't think of that one until then, but, you know, one never knows when you're going to ask for that, you know, that extra little help. We all need help. I see people on Facebook, you know, say things like, if you need to ask for help, I'm always here. But are you? Because things come up. Family comes up. Things come up. You know, how much help can you give? Do I believe that people are always bad? No. Wow, that sounded kind of snarky, didn't it? No, I don't believe that people are always snarky. But what I do believe is that sometimes people overextend themselves. And when people overextend themselves, they may not know what to do. And I love that people give themselves out. And I love that people you know, people want to help. But sometimes I also believe that sometimes people can't help. You know? Facebook is one of those places where people tend to put their faces out, hence Facebook, but people tend to put out their fresh foot forward, and their, you know, they go, I am here for you. Well, okay. But sometimes you're not always there. But I believe that you can be if you want to be. You know, I believe that your pain and your anxiety can actually help somebody else's pain and anxiety. I believe that I have helped somebody's pain and anxiety. And I believe that I have helped absolutely nobody in certain cases. So, you know, it's just a matter of who you are. It's a matter of who you are. Know who you are. Know what you are. Don't overextend yourself. Weibo Kung Fu is an amazing thing. Weibo Kung Fu is an amazing thing, she says. Because by now, your toolbox is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I believe by now your Weibo Kung Fu box has got to be just huge. You know, you have learned about growth and fear and well-being. You have learned so many things about making a difference and how to handle with stress and anxiety and nerves and claustrophobia. Know who you are. Know how to use your imagination. You know what route is the most possible. You know, try to find things with, you know, your pain and your anxiety. Know that sometimes you need to give pain, you know, a little chance, and sometimes you need to help somebody get rid of pain at the same time. Sometimes you need to know what color your pain is. You need to know how to identify it, shape it. Whether it's male or female, whether it has a face. Come on, you know all this stuff. You know how to help your kids with their pain. You know, there are so many things that you know how to do now with your Weibo Kung Fu. You know what to do to help with your mask. You know how to help with your mask helping you. You know how to help people keep their mask on. Come on. You know how to do all of this stuff. You know, start with those things. Start with the things that you know. And then start with the things that you don't know. And when you start with the things that you know, and you start with the things that you don't know, I'd have to say that you're doing pretty good. You know, when you find an anchor, when you find a pain, when you find a stress or a de-stress, you know how to shrink it and shrink it and shrink it. You know how I know? Because you were listening. I also happen to know that while you were listening, that one of these things that you learned how to do was to write it down. Or if you couldn't write it down, one of the wonderful things that you learned how to do is know that, you could pick it up. You could listen. You could listen again and again and again on a podcast. You could listen again and again and again, on all the different things that you could do. I repost and redo all of this stuff on YouTube and on Facebook. And I worry that maybe you don't listen as well as you should, but here you are once again. You wonderful, wonderful crowd of yours. You wonderful, wonderful crowd of mine. You have this procedure. You have these problems. And you know how to handle them. You know what's breathable. You know that a doctor makes things breathable every single solitary day. I know that. If you have to wear that surgical mask every day, if you've seen any little bit of a doctor show, there you go. There you go. Did you also know that, hypnosis? We're going to go to hypnosis for just a second. But did you know that hypnosis can also do things like add things to your diet? That's right. They can add things. They can add things. They can add healthy. They can add water. They can add vegetables. They can add walking. I mean, think about this, all the stuff that you can do. Holy, holy moly. And I want you to know that of all the things that hypnotherapy can do, it can help you with all the bad things, but it can help you with all the good things. So I want you to know that every single day, every single day, you can add the good, you can add the bad, you can add, you can re-listen, you can re-hear. Today, you're gonna have to re-listen just a bit, due to some technical difficulties, but I want you to know that it's all out here for you. I'm out here for you. If ever you need to, ask any questions, yes, I do actually have a Weeble Kung Fu. Listen. Listen to everything you are. Listen to everything you do. Know that you need to get out there and get some clean air. Know that you can follow me all the way to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. Anybody that sends me a email on here or some sort of an email, trust me, I will be sending you a sticker because I got my new stickers, so I'm very excited about that. I encourage you to take those breaks and get out there because you're allowed to leave your house with some precautions, go to a small walk, just get a little fresh air, remember that I repost the show, like I said, on everything and all my podcasts. You can always rewatch, re-listen, finally. You know, if you'd like to become a Patreon, go to Patreon.com/HypnoFairyGodmother, or it could be under HFGM. Yes. Yes, I went with the initials on this one. Take note of your mental health. Take note of your mental state. Make an online appointment if you need one. But if you don't need one, you know, try to find somebody to help who can. This is one of the best ways to work on, you know, you one-on-one. So, you know, I'm always there to make an appointment with everybody. Now, make sure that you are in your safe place this one last time, because you know what I'm about to do. So take a nice deep breath. Hold it. Exhale with a smile. Thanks for tuning in. Tell all your friends about the show. Always remember to smile with people, you know, because people will wonder what you're up to. And please, please, please have a wonderful, wonderful day. I will see you next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.